Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
It's another uncomfortable day, especially for those tri-staters still waiting for their electricity to be restored. With more now from AccuWeather, here's meteorologist John Feerick.
Yeah, the heat advisory that we have in effect runs until 8 p.m. tomorrow. Real feels again today. Generally in the mid and upper 90s this afternoon. A few spots, it's pretty close to 100 when you factor in that humidity. Actual high temperature, pretty close to 90 this afternoon. A couple of spots, we'll see a downpour to cool things off. And pretty much the same story again tomorrow. Another very warm, steamy day. A couple of thunderstorms in the area up to 88. And then not quite as hot as we head into Thursday and Friday. Larry?
PSEG Long Island says it's focused on restoring power safely and as quickly as possible. But as of now, it still has 25,000 customers to reconnect. Con Ed says it is completely focused on restoring power, but its current outage is still just under 11,000.
Here on this part of 135th Street in South Ozone Park, electric wires are on the ground. The sidewalk and part of the street blocked off by orange cones and yellow tape. 20 customers are still without power, according to the Con Ed outage map, Maurice among them.
It's been enough time, you know. We should have at least had somebody to come out and attempt to give us some power. We haven't had any attempts.
Officials certainly know about the problem. Velma says firefighters were here several times over the weekend with the damaged electric lines ignited.
It started that pole over there, and it came down here. It made a blink there, and it came on this here, and it came right there and it stopped, and I was worried it was going to come into the house.
Meanwhile, Con Ed promises that repair crews will respond to all remaining ESA-ES outages by the end of the day. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in South Ozone Park.
Police are looking for a man described as in his 20s who exposed himself to two little girls in Merrick, Long Island yesterday. They say he tried to sexually assault one of them, but she was able to get away. The girls are sisters, 9 years old. Separately, they were riding bikes between their home and their grandmother's, and both came across this man who was on his own bike. This happened last evening at Webster Street and Pettit Avenue. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-244-TIPS. New York City museums are trying to figure out how they can reopen their doors, and several have come up with plans to welcome visitors again. They include the Met, the American Museum of Natural History, and the Museum of Jewish Heritage. CEO Jack Klieger tells 1010 Winds it should work.
The museum experience is one of the more achievable experiences that you can do indoors. The entire experience can be done with a mask on. It can be contact-free, and there's the ability to get the gist of the exhibition without necessarily having to touch anything, and even if you have an interactive outpost, you can use a wand or something to be hands-free.
And to have shorter hours and open just 3 days a week. Since the museum closed in March, Klieger says they've had to lay off about 30 people. They don't have the go-ahead to open yet, but plan to be ready to go just in case next month. Of course, masks would be required and capacity would be limited. Elizabeth, New Jersey says there will be no in-person learning when the school year begins this fall.
Mathematically impossible is how the Board of Education here describes any chance of classroom instruction, at least to start the new school year. With up to 600 teachers fearing a return to the classroom would endanger their health. The school district, with 28,000 kids, suffered tragedy of its own. Four teachers and a bus driver passing away from COVID-19. Mayor Chris Boulway says that's reason enough.
Frankly, the virus wins. The virus is going to dictate whether people come to school. And if there's no therapy, no vaccine, and the numbers are still very difficult to contain, then I would suspect that this continues.
And as to waiting for a final approval about all remote learning from the state, well, the mayor's not waiting.
I don't think it matters whether the state approves it or not. The state's been told verbally by myself 10 days ago, the front office and the governor's staff, that it's an unworkable.
Elizabeth joining large school districts like Bayonne and Jersey City and starting the year completely remotely. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Elizabeth.
In the city, Mayor de Blasio has announced the Tenant Protection Portal, a way for renters to speak to real people and get real free help. Small businesses are getting a helping hand, too.
The Commercial Lease Assistance Program. We're going to renew that program. $1.5 million of funding restored to help small businesses by providing them free legal support. And I emphasize, free legal support to help them address issues with their landlords, to help them find a way through.
And speaking of business, the mayor has announced a coalition of nearly 30 major corporations. They've pledged to hire 100,000 low-income or minority workers in the city over the next 10 years. The companies include MasterCard, Goldman Sachs, and Verizon. Keeping New Yorkers fed in the time of COVID is no small chore. Since the start of the pandemic, City Meals on Wheels has delivered more than 1 million meals to the vulnerable elderly population. Beth Shapiro is executive director and describes one of the people who receives their help.
Dorothy, an older woman who, in her 80s now, who used to be a nurse at Bellevue, and she went through 9/11. She went through the AIDS epidemic where she was on the front line. She has macular degeneration and now receives meals. You know, she cannot get out.
Shapiro says the staff has doubled at Meals on Wheels to meet the growing demand. These eggs weren't over easy. They were overpriced. New York Attorney General Letitia James is suing one of the nation's largest egg producers for allegedly gouging consumers during the pandemic. She says Hillendale Farms increased prices as much as 400% on some cartons for distributors in the city and military installations like West Point, Fort Drum, and Fort Hamilton. She says the company made $4 billion extra profit as a result. Hillendale has not commented on the lawsuit directly, but told the AG's office during the investigation that its customers agreed to the pricing plan.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.